it's tough to define a normal year in the Lakeland Basin. Each year is unique, and both in terms of the volume of snowpack, which you mentioned, and we do a couple of snow surveys each year to get a better handle on that volume of snowpack, and then also the timing of the runoff. So when the weather is warm enough for that snowpack to melt and turn into water, which is what refills the lake. And so this year, of course, it's been a cool spring. You've probably noticed. And just with the cooler temperatures, even though we have that sizable snowpack, what we saw on April 1st was about 90% of average, so a really good healthy year in terms of snowpack. But it's just with the cool temperatures, it hasn't quite been warm enough to melt a lot of it. You know, usually by this time of the year, it's you know, we've seen warmer temperatures and a little bit more of that snow turning into runoff to refill the lake. So it looks like that the timing this year will be a late runoff year, and that's what we've seen so far. What we can do is, you know, help to manage the water that's leaving the lake, either through generation or spill. And so we have our spill water going into the Chelan River at the minimum that's required for this time of the year. And we actually, a couple of weeks ago, on the 13th of this month, shut down generation completely as well. And so all the water that's coming into the lake, or as much of it as possible, minus those that minimum spill requirement for fish, is staying in the lake. So we're trying to facilitate as quick of a refill as possible. As far as temperatures warming, enough to see you know, significant snow melt. It's hard to say that there's a lot of snow up on the hill. You know, plenty of snow up there. It just is a matter of temperatures getting warm enough. I watch the 10-day forecast pretty frequently, and I still haven't seen anything that's indicating we'll get temperatures up into the you know, 80 plus range, which I don't think we've seen yet this year. So it'll be interesting when those temperatures do warm enough to create that freshet, that, you know, significant inflow from snowmelt.